Have you ever felt a chill run down your spine during a particularly moving piece of music, or noticed how a walk through a museum seems to quiet your anxious thoughts? These aren't just pleasant coincidences. They're your biology responding to aesthetic experiences in measurable, powerful ways. A 20-minute session of doodling can lower your cortisol levels. Humming a favorite tune activates neural pathways that regulate stress. These aren't fringe theories from wellness gurus, they're findings from neuroscience labs at major universities. The emerging field of neuroaesthetics reveals that art doesn't just make us feel good, it literally rewires our brains, heals our bodies, and connects us to each other in ways that medicine alone cannot achieve. Think of an aesthetic mindset as a way of moving through the world with all your senses awake. It's not about being an artist or having good taste. It's about curiosity, playful exploration, sensory awareness, and the drive to engage creatively with your surroundings. Irish poet John O'Donohue captured it perfectly. Art is the essence of awareness. When you develop this mindset, you notice the interplay of light and shadow on your morning coffee, feel the texture of fabric against your skin, or catch the rhythm in everyday sounds. Here's what's fascinating. We all experience aesthetics differently. Some people tear up at symphonies while others feel nothing. Some notice every color variation in a sunset, others barely glance up. These aren't personality quirks. They reflect how our individual brains process sensory information. Understanding your own aesthetic wiring isn't about judgment. It's about recognizing which sensory experiences most profoundly affect you, then intentionally cultivating those experiences to enhance your well-being, learning, and sense of connection to the world. Your body is an aesthetic powerhouse. Your nose detects 1 trillion distinct odors through 400 receptors with direct pathways to emotion and memory centers. Your 10,000 plus taste buds encode emotional memories. Your ears process sound waves that synchronize brain waves and shift emotional states. These systems constantly reshape your neural architecture. Inside your skull, 100 billion neurons each connect to roughly 10,000 others. When neurons fire together intensely, they strengthen connections. Neuroscientist Marion Diamond proved this with rats. Enriched environments produced 6% thicker cerebral cortexes, while barren cages caused brain mass loss. When you encounter compelling art, an aha moment occurs. You see differently. This meaning-making happens in your default mode network, which activates during internal focus and serves as your filter for beauty. A 2019 Milan installation demonstrated this power. Visitors wore biometric bracelets through differently designed rooms. One journalist discovered her body relaxed most in the room she consciously disliked, revealing how deep-seated emotions about race, class, and history shaped her experience. Our bodies reveal biological truths we hide from ourselves. The arts function as precision medicine for mental well-being. Just 45 minutes of art making reduces cortisol levels, while regular engagement significantly improves life satisfaction across all income levels. With nearly 1 billion people worldwide struggling with mental health challenges, understanding how aesthetic experiences regulate emotions becomes crucial. Sound therapy works by changing your body's literal vibrations. Specific frequencies like C and G notes resonate with Earth's core frequency, creating physiological harmony that increases nitric oxide and enhances blood flow. Colors profoundly affect us. Red raises skin conductance more than green or blue, while gray rooms trigger higher heart rates and anxiety than colorful spaces. Even 20 minutes of coloring reduces anxiety by providing structured focus that mimics meditation. Nature provides our most powerful aesthetic medicine, directly activating the parasympathetic nervous system. Just 20 minutes outdoors significantly lowers cortisol, while gazing at horizons triggers brainstem mechanisms reducing anxiety. Poetry triggers physiological responses, like chills, activating brain reward centers similar to music. Boston pediatrician Michael Yogman now writes arts prescriptions for young patients, daily playful activities like dancing, drawing, or pretend play tailored to developmental needs. This social prescribing movement treats arts as medicine, physicians prescribing singing classes for stress, museum visits for anxiety, nature walks for burnout. Trauma isn't the event itself, but its imprint on brain and body, what happens when overwhelming emotions can't be regulated. Brain scans show trauma victims physiologically react as if past events are still occurring, with the amygdala triggering stress hormones as if danger remains present. The arts prove vital for trauma healing because they engage joy, awe, and wonder, emotions trauma suppresses. Many survivors can't articulate their experiences because trauma literally shuts down Broca's area, the brain region responsible for speech. Brain scans confirm this speechless horror during flashbacks. The Creative Forces program offers mask-making therapy where service members externalize inner experiences through visual symbols, using neural pathways that evolved before language. 6-year-old Marina from Mexico City was devastated when her beloved grandfather died suddenly. Her teacher invited her to use the Calm Corner, a soothing blue space with art supplies, to process grief through drawing. Eventually, Marina folded a drawing against her chest and told her teacher she felt better, knowing she carried her grandfather with her forever. This simple act demonstrates art's power to transform unspeakable pain into bearable memory. At Stanford University, cardiologist Sean Wu used sound waves to arrange cells into heart tissue, demonstrating literal cellular reorganization through aesthetic intervention. The arts heal through 6 pathways: preventative medicine, symptom relief, illness treatment, psychological support, chronic condition management, and end-of-life care. Unlike medications targeting 1 or 2 pathways, arts trigger hundreds of mechanisms simultaneously. Pain affects 30% of people globally. Arts engagement reduces chronic pain risk and opioid dependence. For severe burn patients, virtual reality programs like Snow World create immersive environments that significantly reduce pain intensity during wound care. Epidemiologist Daisy Fancourt's research reveals that people engaging in arts activities every few months have 31% lower risk of dying early. Dance offers remarkable effects for Parkinson's patients. Tremors subside and fluidity returns as dance compensates for damaged basal ganglia. Music's complexity explains how dementia patients remember lyrics when they can't recall their own names. Neuroscientist Li Hui Tai pioneered treating Alzheimer's using 40 Hz gamma waves through flickering light and sound, producing dramatic reductions in beta amyloid and improving cognitive function after just 7 days. Kurt Vonnegut advised students to practice any art form to experience becoming, to find out what's inside you, to make your soul grow. This captures learning's essence. Creating something new while generating synaptic connections our brains naturally crave. Gustavo Dudamel's life transformed at age 4 when he received a violin through El Sistema, Venezuela's program bringing free musical instruction to impoverished youth. Musical training enhances social-emotional abilities and accelerates brain maturity in areas governing sound processing, language, and reading, developing larger sound processing regions and stronger corpus callosum connectivity. Executive function, our capacity to manage thoughts, actions, and emotions, develops through neural networks across brain regions. The arts strengthen connections related to working memory, cognitive flexibility, and inhibitory control. 7-year-olds with 6 months of arts curriculum demonstrate higher skills in collaboration, conflict management, vocabulary, and confidence. Flourishing encompasses happiness, health, meaning, character, and close relationships, embracing lifelong growth through awe, curiosity, and novelty. Awe, feeling connected to something larger than yourself, quickens your pulse, downregulates your default mode network, and opens neurotransmitter floodgates, shifting focus from self to community while heightening creativity and generosity. Artist Nicholas Wilton teaches that creativity isn't about talent, it's about feeling more alive in your life. Our brains crave novelty and surprise to flourish. Novelty captures attention more effectively than familiar stimuli, while surprise activates reward systems that refresh our perception. Since humanity's beginnings, art has created culture, culture has created community, and community has created humanity. Around prehistoric fires, we developed stories, songs, and myths that transmitted group values, creative expressions that became evolutionary priorities, stimulating neurobiological reward systems while fostering social connections. Living with an aesthetic mindset means seamlessly integrating arts into daily life. Your home reflects your unique preferences rather than trends. Your daily art practice, whether sketching, working with tactile materials, or observing nature's beauty, activates dopamine and serotonin. For physical discomfort, you might use dance as medicine. For anxiety, sound therapy. Even cooking becomes an aesthetic experience. The world and its beauty await you, not someday, but right now. Start small. Doodle during your morning coffee. Hum while cooking. Notice the play of light through your window. These aren't trivial acts. They're biological interventions that reshape your neural pathways, regulate your stress response, and connect you to something larger than yourself. Your body is already wired for this transformation. The only question is, will you answer its call?